Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. I can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description. So you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Elijah. Elijah is a trans guy, a trans man. I say he's demisexual. We talk about this because he claims he's asexual. He's got a very interesting story full of a lot of sexual escapades. I thought we were going to be talking a lot about transitioning and the emotional feelings that go with that, but it was nothing like that. Elijah called in and he went straight to all the sex he has had since he was younger. He started out when he was young knowing that he was most likely a trans man. He was born female. He did have some sexual abuse when he was young in his house. That's a really messed up story when you hear what happened to him. He wound up marrying a female when he was 20. They had a crazy relationship, okay, like 20-year-olds do. I was like, oh my God, like he caught her cheating on her on cameras and show her like fucking a guy. And then they decided to open up their relationship and they started having threesomes. They had threesomes with women. They had threesomes with a guy. Then they had threesomes with a trans woman, which they really enjoyed. I was like, oh my God, it's kind of crazy stuff. Eventually, they got divorced. After they got divorced is when he fully transitioned, got top surgery, was able to pass as a man and started going on Grindr and started to try to have sex with guys to see if he was into that. We talk about those couple experiences. And then he realized he was really into cis women, but he's not into sex. And he does claim to be asexual. I don't think he is because this whole episode was about sex. It's super interesting. You're going to love his story. I have pictures of him over on my Patreon that are super interesting. So if you want to see those, go join up over there. The link is in the description. I'm going to be right back on with Elijah and his crazy story.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Elijah. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. You got an interesting story, Elijah. Okay. I like stories like this. A lot of fucking layers here. Okay. Because this is, I'm going to tell the short story, then I have a million questions for you. You're 27 now, right? You're still young. You're 27. You were born female. When you were 20 years old, you got married to a female. You were still a female then. You got married to a female. You're a trans man now. That's why we're calling you Elijah. We'll get there, though. But, you know, when you were 20, you married a female. While you were with that female, you did transition into being a man, but you didn't have any surgery or anything at that time. You didn't want it. She was like really into sex at some point. You said something like that. And you just like, you guys did decide to like fuck a lot of people and do stuff. But eventually you got like tired of that. She cheated on you. There was something about you pretending you had a foot fetish. We'll get into all that. And that ended. And then you did wind up having surgery. Now you are, you're trans man, but you're asexual. Like you did have some sort of abuse when you were younger. We'll talk about that. And you were not into sex at all. Like for the past 3 years, you haven't been with anybody, correct?
I have been with some people. I got some juice for you, but that all sounds about right.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's go back. All right. So Elijah, you were born female, right? Like how early on did you feel like, you know what, this isn't right. Like I'm supposed to be a guy. Like when do you have a memory of that first feeling and when was it?
Yeah. I definitely, as like a little kid, I definitely had some feelings here and there. And like my siblings would always mention things like they would say I'm gay, but I was like, I don't even know if I'm gay or not. But I think the vibe was like kind of like just like a boyish vibe, I guess. That was kind of the vibe with that. But it wasn't until I was 19 where I really actually knew. But yeah, I did want to give a little bit of context about the whole, because I think that being a trans man and being asexual, there has to be like some deep layers in there. So I did want to mention that I was adopted at 3 years old, and it was into a family that already had two sons of their own. And I was adopted with four of my biological siblings, two boys and two girls. And throughout my entire childhood, literally 10, 15 years, I was actually sexually abused by all my brothers. So except for one of them. So three brothers, their two sons I was adopted to, and one of my biological brothers. So it was nearly every single night, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, somehow I'm okay. And so I do think that that definitely has played a part into my asexuality now.
Yeah, shit like that is going to fuck with you. Listen, the person that's asexual is no different than the person that's very promiscuous. Like they say, it's like the different side of the same coin. A lot of times you either act out or act in. Like you either go and fuck more people and tons of people because that happened to you and you're trying to get control of it. Or you fuck no one because it was because of what happened. But it's the same kind of a thing, right? That's the way you went. That's pretty horrifying that you had all those years. How old were you when it started and when did it end? When you left the house, what was the age?
So it went on from, and I know a lot of people don't have like memories this early, but I know for a fact it happened as early as like 3, 5, somewhere around there, up until I like started like my monthly cycle. So 13, 15,
something
like that. So, yeah, it was like literally like when I tell you, it was kind of like the vibe was like every night they would just kind of creep in. They would take turns. It was just really weird. Luckily, though, there was no like obviously this is not a great situation, but luckily there was no penetration. It was like it's like touching and whatnot. But it was just really creepy and it made me hate them.
You horrifying. Know, of course. No, that's horrifying. That's totally, it doesn't matter if you were penetrated. It's just as bad. You know what I mean? What the fuck was wrong with those foster parents or those parents? What were they doing? Did they ever know what was going on? Did you ever say anything?
That's the thing. They never said anything and there was never a discussion. And it was just kind of like just quiet. And the thing too was, the guy who adopted us, he was a pastor. Mom was a missionary. We were all like in Christians. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that was the vibe. And like you said, it seems like if something like this happens, you kind of swing either way, really hypersexual or no sex. For me, I was like, I'd never thought about sex as a kid. It was just like out of my mind. But when I turned like 17, my brother actually brought over his girlfriend, and they're all 17 as well. And so basically, me and her actually had sex. We're like super drunk. And that was when I lost my virginity at 17 with her. And she actually immediately became my girlfriend. So
Oh my
really kind
God.
of weird.
Wait, was that the brother? Was that one of the brothers that was doing stuff to you and then you stole his
No,
girlfriend?
it was the one that wasn't. It
Oh
was the only girl that
my
wasn't. Yeah.
God.
So I stole his. I stole
Oh
his girlfriend. Yeah, and she was really hypersexual, like crazy sexual. She taught me how to eat pussy. So we basically ate each other out. That was all we basically did. Other than that, we did like finger each other, but like every day we just eat each other out. And so I really learned so much from her. But because she was super hypersexual, she did end up actually cheating on me with my sister, which is like, how many of us does she need? You know
Where
what I
the
mean?
fuck do you live that this shit? This is not complicated. This is what was going on in this house. Not even on your
California.
block. It was just in your
Yeah.
house. Oh my
That's
God.
what I'm saying. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. It was really weird that she hopped from my brother to me to my sister. But she, I don't know. I was really happy that she came to my life because she did open me up to sex. She was very open about sex. She taught me so many things. But after her, like after she moved on to my sister, I was like, okay, I'm done. I was single for 2 years. And that is when I actually met my, before we got married, my girlfriend at the time. And we met off online and stuff, and our relationship was very odd. It was very much, we were really good like partners. We're really good at making moves together, goals and whatnot. But like on the sexual side, it wasn't there like the entire relationship. We were together for 5 years, married for four, and we were just never sexual. I would always talk a big game, like when we were first talking. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you with this 7-inch dick. And she even bought me a really expensive dildo, and I was like, I'm gonna fuck you with that. I would always tell her all the things I'm gonna do to her. But when it came down to it, I was like, yeah, about that. I don't think I it was so weird. I don't even know why she stayed with me. And I also lied to her and I said I had literally had a dick, like when we first started talking. And she was so confused. She was like, are you a trans guy, a trans girl? What are you? But in the end, she ended up finding out I don't actually have a dick. And this is when I realized I was trans and I like was starting to transition. My ex-wife, girlfriend at the time, I told her that I wanted to get on hormones and get surgeries, and she was very much like in like kind of halfway supportive. Like she was like, yeah, I'm supportive, but I don't want you to change your name. I don't want you to get surgery. I don't want you to go on testosterone. And the entire marriage, and I was like on hormones the entire time. The entire marriage, she would always refer to me as like her wife and like at her work and stuff. And I was like, this is so weird, but I still say bye to her. We were, like I said, we're a really good team.
But how long were you married to her for?
We were married for 4 years, together for five. So when it hit that last year, though, this is when it gets juicy.
Yeah.
Basically, she ended up being like, hey, do you mind if I just talk to you guys online? Because we don't have sex. And when I say we don't have sex, we probably had sex like literally like maybe 10 times the entire time we're together.
And sex for you, because you guys are at this point, you're a woman with a woman, right? You haven't transitioned or anything. So, like, sex to you is like oral sex, right? And you hadn't not even oral sex?
It was oral sex. We also did bust out that dildo, but it was just not working. It was never really that good. Yeah, well, it was like, I guess it was sex, but it wasn't really good sex. Like
Yeah,
she
okay.
would never orgasm. And I was like, is it me? Is it you? She said she just never have her entire life. And I was like, I don't really get that. But so I really, there was that involved. And also the fact that I was like, I don't really know what to do. My first girlfriend, like I said, was hypersexual and very dominant. So she kind of led the way. But with my wife, she was very submissive, at least it seemed like it. And so I had to take the lead, and I was like, I don't really know what to do. I don't know how to.
Yeah, plus at that point, were you feeling like you weren't that into sex anyway? Because
Yeah, like I would masturbate every single day, and she actually kind of made me feel bad about it because I just wanted to masturbate just to go to sleep type of deal, but not like in a fun way or whatever. And I just, yeah, I was very much, she would always be like, let's have sex, let's have sex. And I would be like, okay, I'm down. Like I would like to plan it out. Like this Friday at 3 p.m. let's have sex.
let's talk about super hot stories. I know you're here for a hot story. I like hot stories. I'm definitely turned on by what I hear, and that's why I love the Dipsy Stories app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories, and no matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They have stories about two girls, two guys, threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Whatever you want, they got it on Dipsy. Dipsy also has sleep stories and wellness sessions, and they have written stories as well. And you know what I love most about Dipsy is their jump to the action button. So if you're really horny, you want to get right to where the good part starts, you just click a button and it's going to take you right there. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/strictlyanon, dipsystories.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description and click on the link for 30 days of free access. You have nothing to lose. Go check it out. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Oh my God.
And she
but I can
really
see why she's
that.
Confused, because here you are like horny enough to masturbate with yourself, but not interested in having sex with her. So for her, I could get her confusion. But eventually you guys like open up your relationship or something. Is that what happens?
Yes. So she ended up saying, yeah, can I talk to dudes online?
Yeah.
Just girls and guys, because she's bisexual. And I was like, okay, sure. And turns out, this is like such a curveball, because I had no clue. Turns out that she all along was like this very dominant woman who liked to dominate like men and women, but mostly like men, I guess. And she found this dude online, and I guess he like identified as a, I don't even know all this stuff, but identified as a puppy boy, like a sub puppy boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she would call him like puppy and stuff like that. And so they would text all this crazy stuff. And it turns out we had like house cameras in our house. It's just like kind of crazy, but we had house cameras that like one kind of faced towards our bed and one faced towards our couch, and I would work night shift, and of course she wasn't working, so I basically kind of caught her fucking him. Like, I guess he would come over like every time I would go to work. He didn't live too far away, and she would tie him up, and like I would hear them, like It was like she would be slapping him, and like literally I was just so confused by the whole thing. And so I confronted her about it, and I was like, yo, like, what's up with this dude? You know, because I saw the messages, and then I heard, you know, through the camera, because on the message it would be like, I'm going to tie you up, like my little puppy boy, like I'm going to put a collar on you and walk you around. And I was like, wait, I've never heard her say anything like this to me. So what is going on here? So I felt a little bit insecure after I read that as well. But in the end, I felt really hurt. I was like, what the heck? You cheated on me because you didn't tell me about this. And then she said, okay, would you be down to open it up? Because you don't want to fuck me. I need to fuck. And also, this is like a little theory on the side. I think the reason why she randomly got super horny is because she was actually on like this birth control called NuvaRing, and she took it out and immediately she got really horny. She was
because the birth control like trashes your hormones and just bottoms you out, and your sex drive goes out the window.
Oh, so that is true.
Yeah,
okay.
1,000%. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh my absolutely. Gosh. I always regretted the fact that she took it out, but I guess in the end it's okay. But,
you didn't want to have sex anyway. She it's good news that she didn't take it out 5 years earlier. You guys would have got divorced a long time ago.
That is so true. That is really funny. So we ended up trying the polyamory thing, and
But wait a second, quick question, okay? I remember where you're at. Because I'm a little confused, because you said, like, she came to you and said, hey, listen, could I go, like, talk to some dudes and stuff? Was it like she was just going to talk to them and not fuck them? I mean, she obviously knows you have cameras in your house, right? She winds up bringing a guy home and fucking him in front of the cameras? No, like, maybe that was sabotage? Because how dumb is she?
No, she's a very secretive person. She did not think I would think to look on there. Because first I saw on her phone, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to the cameras tonight at work. But no, like, it was the texting guy was only supposed to be text. It was only supposed to be text. And I did not agree to have him come through the house.
So that really was cheating. And I think when you're in your 20s, you don't think that. I could believe that at 20 something, she didn't think that you would look on the camera. Someone older would think that through and wouldn't fuck in front of the camera. Okay. They'd fuck in the other room. Okay. There's a whole house there. But I could get that she did that and you just happened to see it. Did it turn you on at all? Or were you like horrified?
I think I was slightly maybe turned on the fact that she was so sexual, but no, I think for the most part, I was just jealous. I was like, why doesn't she talk to me like that? You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not into being a puppy boy, but I was like, well, if that's what's making you horny, maybe just be polyamorous.
Yeah, that's my God.
She ran with that. She was like, okay, I'm gonna. And our whole agreement was like, let's just tell each other what's going on. I kept on trying to find people, and I found one girl. She was like pretty cute. And I went to her house, and all she wanted me to do was like eat her out. And when it got down to business, I was like, I don't think I'm down for this. Like, literally, I was like, I'm not down. So I told my wife, I said, I'm not going to fuck people. You can fuck people as long as you tell me what's going on. I hear this all the time on your show with the polyamory people. The communication has to be there, because I went on a trip for a week and, oh my God, she did not tell me a damn thing. And she fucked six dudes. I watched the cameras the entire time.
Oh my God. It was in front of the cameras again. Wait, when you busted her for cheating that time, you said, I saw you at work on the camera. Yeah. And then she went back on the camera and fucked guys. But at this point, she's allowed to fuck people. So how is she cheating? I don't understand.
Because she's supposed to tell me, like, hey,
what did she say when you caught her? Was she like, I was going to tell you when you came home? I don't understand.
Okay, no, here's the juice, though. She didn't tell me anything. And I come home, she has all these roses and flowers, and she's all dressed up, all sexy.
Oh my God.
I come home from my trip, and she's like, hey, baby. And she didn't say a damn thing. And I said, so did you have sex with anybody when I was gone? And she's like, no, I didn't. I was like, I caught you. You literally have sex with all these people. We're supposed to be open. I said you can fuck other people.
Oh,
as
my
long
God.
As we're
Isn't that
open.
Maddening? Isn't that fucking maddening? Come on.
It is.
Come
like, why
on.
Do you gotta lie to me?
Yeah, you had a free pass. That's so maddening. Like, that just drives you fucking mental, right? Like, there you are. And she's just exactly. lying. And when she's it doesn't have to, it's so complicated. It just makes no sense. And it literally, like I said, it must have been so maddening to you and made you fucking crazy.
It was, but I also wanted the relationship to stay together. I wanted to still stay married. Like I said, we had the same goals and all that kind of stuff. So what I ended up doing when I came home from that trip and I talked to her, I said, you know what? Let's try to have a lot of crazy sex. Let's have threesomes.
This is what happens in your 20s. You guys are just crazy. Every move you guys have made so far has just been so dumb, but I love it. It's just like only 20-year-olds think these solutions out. Okay. So now you're like, let's not break up because you're driving me crazy. Let's have crazy sex together. Okay.
Well, let's have some crazy sex.
I love it.
So I got some stories for you.
This is what's fun about being in your 20s. I forgot. Okay, tell me.
Okay, so for this first one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's have a threesome with somebody. I'm down for whatever. So we found this girl off online, and I guess she was like house sitting this house. It was like this beautiful mansion. It was like, okay, this is like the perfect first threesome. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting some alcohol. We went over there, and we all ended up getting way, way, way too drunk. Way too drunk. Because the girl that we actually were going to fuck, it was her first time ever like having sex with women.
No, no. She got too loaded because she was nervous.
She was way too, it ended up being like they were throwing up and stuff. I was terrified. It was like, we didn't have any sex. It was like, okay, that was a fail.
Yeah.
But then we ended up posting, like, we made a Tinder. We both never had Tinder before because obviously we were together. And so we made a Tinder, and we specifically put pictures of ourselves, and we said, we just want someone to come over right now. So this one random night, we did that. And
you're looking for girls this whole time, right? At this point, you're just looking for females?
No, at this point, I told her, I said, I've never been with a dude. Like, I'm trying to take a peek what's up with dudes. And so we ended up actually, this one was specifically for a man. And we ended up having this dude come through, and it was another kind of a bit of a disappointment. First of all, we ended up talking like to him in our living room for 3 hours long. We're waiting for him to kind of like make a move or something, and he just took forever. And we ended up finally getting to the bedroom. First of all, I don't really know anything about dick sizes at this point, so I don't really know. But my wife at the time, she literally was like, dude, his dick is like way too small. And I was like, dude, is it? I was like, is that really an issue right now? Literally.
Because you had never been with a guy, right?
At this point, I've never seen a dick with my own eyes at this point. I never touched one. I've never kissed a man. You know what I'm talking about? Obviously, I've never been like fucked by one, but this time it was supposed to kind of more be so like me watching them have sex.
Yeah.
So I kind of dipped into the whole like cucking or whatever.
Yeah.
I like watching porn. Why not watch my wife be fucked by this guy, even though his dick wasn't as big as she wanted it to be? So they ended up fucking, and like this dude just, it was just so bad. Like he just couldn't come, and like he kept on getting soft. And I was like, is this a normal thing that happens with guys? Like it was not. I was just so confused.
Yeah.
I was so confused. He ended up staying till 6 a.m. and just never came, and she never came. And I was just like, this is so awkward. So he ended up leaving. But finally, we found somebody after that point. This was all like within 3 months, this whole like sexualness. We finally ended up finding like this one trans woman. And I was like, okay, this is perfect. We're both attracted to women. I want to see what's up with like dick. And she had a huge, when I've never seen a dick this big, but when my wife saw it, she was like, that is the biggest dick I've ever seen. She
There
was
you
like, it
go.
was like eight and a half or
Oh
something like
my
that,
God.
8, 9.
Yeah.
And because she was like a 6 foot, like 3 trans woman. So
Yeah.
of course, I don't know if that's common. If you're tall, does that mean your dick is big? I don't know. But
No,
that
no.
dick was, no.
No, skinny. No, little short, skinny dudes can sometimes have the biggest dicks. It doesn't really ever
Oh.
go, really. But tall and skinny, was he skinny or big?
Yeah, very skinny.
Yeah,
Yeah.
lanky, skinny guys a lot of
Oh,
times have big
yeah.
hogs.
Oh my gosh, that thing was huge. And this time I actually up close watched her being fucked by him, or her, I'm sorry. Because she was like very much like a not really, no hormones, no surgery. So it was a little bit hard. But yes, trans woman, she definitely was fucking my wife like real hard. And like my wife actually seemed to really enjoy it. And I was watching them. And actually, this is the first time I ever touched a dick. And it was actually kind of weird because my wife was like kissing her. And then she was like kind of guiding my hand over to touch her dick. And I was like, oh my God, this is what a dick feels like. It was like, I was like, this is like an alien creature. It felt so weird to me. You know what I mean? And at this point, I was like 23 or something, you know? So I was very much like, wow, this is so new to me.
So your brothers, though, back in those days, and I might cut this out, but your brothers didn't make you ever touch them or anything like that. It wasn't anything like that.
No.
Okay.
No, with the whole thing was them touching me. Yeah,
Okay.
That's
Okay,
totally
go on.
cool to leave into. It doesn't matter.
Go on.
And so, and also, what I also did for the first time was, with women or female-born people in the trans at the time, there's always scissoring. But like, my wife is like bigger than me, taller than me. She's 5'9". I'm like 5'4". So we can never like scissor. That doesn't work out if like the bodies don't work out. And so what I did try with this trans woman is like basically scissoring, but humping. I guess it's like dry humping, wet humping. I don't
How you
know.
scissor? You said you can't scissor with your wife because she's taller than you, and this woman is an Amazon woman. How you scissoring with her?
Well, because there's a dick involved though, so that dick can kind of stretch over, you know what I'm talking about, like,
Oh,
and
okay.
also
Wait. I
skinny too.
forgot. Right. She's a trans woman, right? She's got that dick there. So now you're humping her.
Humping, yeah, and it was the first time I've ever humped a dick before, and I was like, okay, this is actually something I actually like. This
Interesting.
makes sense. Yeah, I was like, okay, I don't really have the urge to like be fucked by this dick, but I do actually like being humped and humping a dick. I was like, wow. And my wife at the time was watching, and she was getting really jealous. That was like the weird part of this too. I think that she wanted us both to be on her and like her be the center of attention, but we didn't have that conversation. I didn't know. And so when me and the trans woman were like humping each other, like she was kind of with her crying a little bit. It was actually kind of, it was kind of sad, but I was like, wow, you would start crying the second I'm actually enjoying like sex. So it was really weird. And this is actually at the time where I actually started like faking a foot fetish. And
why?
This is, I know, I really hate that I did this, but I don't know I don't know if there's a word for it, but my ex-wife, she was a person who enjoys someone who has a foot fetish. So is there a word for that? Someone who enjoys being with someone who has a foot fetish?
Maybe she has a foot fetish. What does that mean? She wants her feet worshipped?
Yeah, she wants her feet worshipped. She wants maybe someone to like jerk off on her feet, someone to hump her feet.
I think she has a foot fetish. That's called
is
a foot fetish.
Is that what that is?
I think she's got the fucking foot fetish.
She got a foot fetish.
I don't know. Does she care about doing anything to your feet, or she wants stuff only done to her feet? I wonder if that's a foot fetish. I sound like so stupid right now. I don't know, but like it's interesting.
Exactly.
She's made for a lot of guys out there, if that's her
case.
That's
what I'm
saying.
There's
a foot fetish out there, a foot fetishist who would love to be with her.
It seems like most of them are foot fetishes. So yeah, I ended up like, what we would do a lot at this time was like, I would literally hump her feet while I'm eating out her pussy. And it was like, it was pretty interesting. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I definitely was able to come, and she was able to come from that. Like I said, she wasn't one to come really, but whenever I would eat her out, she would. It was probably like nearly every day. I'd be like, all right, do you want your pussy eaten while I pump your feet? And I would suck on her toes. And secretly in the back of my mind, I was like, I don't really want to lick on these toes. I didn't mind the humpy, I guess, but I did feel kind of gross being like someone's foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you did it because she's your partner and she enjoyed it. We all do that kind of shit for our person. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's true, but she kept on saying, do you actually like this? Are you faking a foot fetish? And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not faking a foot. I really do like it.
Yeah, that was the right answer. You're supposed to pretend that you actually like it, because there's nothing worse than to think that someone's just doing it for you. You know what I mean? No matter what it is. So yeah, you were smart to just pretend that you loved it, even though you didn't.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed
okay,
to
so
do.
Okay, so that. Then that's good. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did that a lot.
She came. She had orgasms. She's finally orgasming. You obviously faked it pretty good enough to make her come.
Yeah, exactly. And at this time where we're doing all that foot fetish stuff and the threesomes and whatnot, I kept on thinking back about her little puppy boy. And I was like, can you do that stuff to me? I would love to see if maybe I like that. Kind of at this point, felt, okay, maybe I'm like a submissive person. So there was this one, it was only happened one time, but basically what she did was we had these handcuffs and she handcuffed me to the bed and she put a blindfold on me. And I think it was like a mouth, I don't know what to call it, like a blindfold. Put a mouth, I guess it's like a gag, I don't know.
Yeah, a ball gag, like a ball thing? Or just
but it was like with some random, it was like a random, like a piece of clothing, but yeah, basically it was like, I guess the ghetto version of that, but
yeah,
it was pretty interesting. So she tied me up and all that, and she was like calling me all these names. She kept on switching in between, I don't know the words for all this, but switching in between being like a nice and caring and then kind of like degrading. So yeah, she'd go back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then she would ask me, which one do you like more? And I was like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if I like any of this, but it was definitely an experience. And I told her, like, I like the attention of that. I was like, okay, maybe the whole experience was a lot for me. It was like, it was very long. And we also recorded too. At this point, we started like recording audio only of the whole thing. And I would always listen back on it. I'd be like, okay, that's really hot and stuff, but I don't know if I want to experience again, but I did slightly want to because I wanted the attention. And so I'll tell her, like, when are you going to do that to me again? And she'd always be like, I don't know, maybe sometime in the future. And so at that point, I've kind of felt like, damn, like, you want to do it to this random puppy boy, but not to me. But I felt kind of like insecure about that. In the end, though, there, I was like, you know what? It ain't working out. I am actually faking the foot fetish. I don't know if I even want to have sex with you or at all. So it did end up getting a divorce.
Now, was it other things besides the sex? I mean,
I think it was just, I guess it was just kind of like, we didn't really have anything in common also. I would say our main thing that we were good with together was just like accomplishing goals, like financially, I guess, that kind of deal. Like, we were planning on buying a house and whatnot and all that. And there was really just that part to it.
Okay. At this point, were you wanting to fully transition to be a man? Were you already transitioning the whole time? You were on hormones, right?
Yeah, I was on hormones, but I didn't pass as a man. So here's the thing, too. She didn't want me to cut my hair. I had really long, dreads, like blonde, bleach blonde dreads. I'm like a light skinned black guy just for the vibes. And I had a long blonde dread, and she's like, don't cut your hair. So the whole marriage, I did not cut my hair and I did not get surgery. But like I said, I was on hormones. So I was not past that. It kind of looked like a weird, like in between, like people would say they, he, she to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the second after we got a divorce, I actually switched up so many things in my life. I immediately cut my hair. I turned vegan, so I lost a lot of weight, and I also got top surgery, so I fully passed as male. And I also grew up my beard. She didn't let me grow up my beard. So I fully passed as male. I started to fully love myself. And at this point, I was like, let me see what's up with having real sex with a man. I kind of want to be fucked by a dude. Do I not like sex, or do I have I just not found? Maybe I have to be with a guy.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, because you were a lesbian before, right? You're born female, then you're into girls. And now that you're a guy, you want to try being gay. It's kind of interesting.
Exactly. I was like, let me see what's up. Since I finally love my body, maybe I can let a guy like actually fuck me.
You know? Yeah, interesting. Okay. And because you had never, like when you were a female before you transitioned, before you went on hormones, were you ever attracted to guys or even thought about it? Or was this, did it happen like when you got, when you transitioned?
I think I never emotionally was attracted to them, but I like pretty much primarily watched like solo male jerking off. That's like the porn I'd watch. And,
oh, interesting.
And
okay.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so I like just the dick part, not like the person.
Yeah. Did sometimes you feel like you were watching it and wishing you were like that person?
I would assume.
Yeah, for sure. Huh?
Like, I wish that dick was mine. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, it was very odd. And also, like, I don't know, with porn, I just never liked watching any type of woman in porn because I didn't really seem like they're into it. But the guys, of course, they're into it. So I like watching a solo guy. And so when we did divorce, I was like, let me see what's up like with being fucked by a dude. So I hopped on Grindr. I've never been on Grindr before this. And I, of course, immediately found someone. They are searching for trans guys on there. So
really?
Yeah, they really are. So all I had to do was just hop on, even with no picture. I just said I'm a trans guy. They were lining up. So I had one guy come through, and it was interesting. I definitely felt a little bit, obviously, scared. If I've never had sex with a man alone, and our whole goal is to be, like, penetrated, I was really scared because I actually had this thing where I didn't want to fuck anybody near my age. At this point, I was, like, 23 or whatever. And so I didn't want to fuck anyone near my age. I wanted to fuck, like, an older guy, not, like, super old, but, like, I don't know, like, 35.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's, I don't know. I don't even know why. I was like, I'm just not intimidated as much by maybe an older guy. So, yeah, I had a 35-year-old-ish man come over, and he had a whole ass family too, which was like, okay, this is funny, but
yeah,
like married
course.
And everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, I know. I talk to these people all day long.
You already know. And so, yeah, when he ended up coming through, I was like, I need some alcohol, but I really do want to try being fucked in.
Now, can I ask you a quick question? Because you don't have bottom surgery, so you have two holes, right? You got an asshole, you got a pussy. If you're going to fuck this guy, how are you going to fuck him? Are you looking for anal sex at this point?
I'm looking for, like, vaginal sex.
Okay, so you wanted vaginal sex with this guy.
Yeah, yeah. With the testosterone, it definitely makes you, like, grow, like, a little... It's not really a dick, but it makes you grow a little something. I have, like, a little 3.5-inch...
clit.
Quote-unquote dick, yeah. So, yeah, a little clit. So... Yeah, other than that, I was like, okay, I would love to try that humping again. I was like, my main thing I said, I would really want to hump and then like maybe see if we could slide that guy in there just to see if I enjoy having sex in that way. When I masturbated, I never penetrated myself or anything too. So it really was like nothing was in there. So yeah, so anyways, he had like average size dick. I think it was like 5 inches, but it was really thick. And it was like, it was pretty painful. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty painful.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is not really enjoyable. Maybe it was because I wasn't as comfortable, but I ended up having him come through again, like maybe like, I don't want to say like 3 or 4 months later. And it was a little bit better. I ended up finding like, I think it's like doggy style. Like that ended up being like an easier way for it to get in. And I was like, okay, this is kind of a vibe, but I don't know if I'm into it. And
listen, that's every girl's first guy she fucks story. It's never great the first time a dick goes inside you. You're like, what the fuck is this? Honestly, it's really not. It's very common that a girl feels uncomfortable and it kind of hurts when she loses her virginity. I'm serious.
But like, then the second time, is it fun? When does it get
good? No. Oh, it takes a while. You have to be really comfortable. And sometimes even for females, like every new guy, that's the way that it is. this, but especially when you lose your virginity. There's outside orgasms, there's inside orgasms. Inside orgasms are way harder to have for women than outside orgasms, right? So if you're not playing with your clit and you don't know to do that, it could feel like nothing's going on except this thing is inside you. Which is like, it's, you have to really work with a dick for a while before you really learn to love it. It's not like right off the bat. So no, it's not like second time. It's, oh, this feels fucking great. Fuck the shit out of me. And you're squirting. No, that's not really how it happens. This was literally your second time you ever had sex in your whole life. Yeah. I'm just saying that. I don't know. Listen, you maybe you're not into guys at all either as well. But, you know, a dick the second time isn't that great either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was definitely not. It wasn't amazing,
but it was better. You said
it was a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't as bad. I would just kept on thinking, like, I just really want to like be like a normal person, like just be able to have sex and enjoy it. So I kept on trying and trying. So for the past 3 years since I got that divorce, I probably had sex with a guy like 6 times.
That same guy?
No, that same guy had sex with him 3 times, and another guy had sex with 3 times. And just a lot of time in between. Because I kept on being like, if I only enjoy sex, maybe it's because I have to like, I'm also just not really attractive men in a romantic way. So I'm like, I don't know. I just come to realize that out of all the sex I've had, I don't know if it's really considered sex, but I just like humping. I really just came to that conclusion. I just want a dude to come over and just to hump.
Because that clit is so sensitive and you have like clitoral orgasms. Yeah, listen, you're like, that's very common for a lot of women when you were like having sex with guys, would you play with your clit? And it's so huge, right? It would probably be rubbing up on something if you got like clit.
I hear and I see on porn, they should use a vibrator, but I guess I just feel like kind of awkward with the dude I'm not dating.
No, you could use your hand. Right, but that's the problem. This is you sound like a regular girl, even though now you're a trans man, but that's like a girl's problem. Like, she doesn't want to play with her clit. She feels uncomfortable to play with it. So she doesn't know how to like turn herself on through sex. Yeah. And so that's like a thing that you have to work through and figure out on your own. Either figure out the right position to get an inside vaginal orgasm or just go down and play with your clit while a guy's fucking you and come that way. I would think with a very large clit like yours, because you're on so much testosterone, if a guy's fucking you on top, it's probably rubbing a lot on there. Like, I'm surprised maybe not enough. I don't know. But you really only fucked a guy 6 times in your life?
Yeah, only 6 times. And every time, I don't know. I'm just trying to think back. Was any time actually super enjoyable? I'm not too sure. I did fuck a trans guy one time, though.
And?
It was a couple of years ago. And he also was on testosterone, and he had a really big clit. So the whole thing was literally, it was dry humping. So I was like, okay, so this is a vibe with trans guy. But the thing with this one, though, was, so the whole thing was like, we're actually homies. And we're like, hey, maybe we should try fucking. And so we ended up dry humping each other, wet humping, whatever.
Yeah.
And he ended up being like, can we pee on each other? And I was like, ooh, I know people are into that. And obviously he was, but I was like, I was trying, actually. I was like, I don't know if I'm into that, but I was like, I could try, but I literally could not take a piss. I was like, I don't know how people can just pee in a bed like that. What I mean?
Yeah, it goes against every internal instinct to let go of that thing and just like pee on a bed. Like, I think maybe it's better to try it in the shower the first time or something, right? You'd be more likely to be able to do it.
Yeah, it was a raw ass bed. I was like, you really want me to take it? There was no cover. I was like, she's kind of like, this is gross. Like, you told me to take a piss. So he actually, I ended up being like on top of him, and he ended up like just peeing. And I was like, happy he had fun, but goddamn. So I don't know. I guess I'm more curious about trans guys now. I don't know. But again, even with trans guys, I don't know if I'm romantically inclined. But my thing now is I really am like pretty much primarily only really attracted to like cis women. And a lot of them are very horny and they want to have sex all the time. And the thing with cis women, I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with them. I don't want to ever eat pussy. I also never sucked a dick before. And I think I'm going to die before I do, because I don't want to. And I don't think I ever want to eat pussy ever again in my life.
Why not?
And also, I don't, it's just, there's something about just like putting your mouth on someone like that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. After all this time of, it's been like over 3 years since I've ate pussy. I don't even know why I ever did that. Like, it's just not. Yeah, I know. And me too. I don't ever want someone to eat me out again. I don't really I don't know. I'm just weird about it too. I also don't kiss. Like, it's just so, like, my asexuality is very strange. There's this thing, it's like the asexual spectrum. Some asexuals just, like, don't do anything at all. But for me, I'm just, like, purely just down to dry hump. So it's been hard dating because I'm really, like, a romantic and I just want to fall in love. And I'm pretty attractive. So I've been going on a date every week, once a week at least for the past, I don't know, year or 2 years. I'm able, but it's all first dates.
Cis women, always. Cis women.
Yeah, cis women. I guess there's a few trans guys, some non-binaries, but for the most part, like, all born female. So, you
And
know.
why does it never go past the first date?
I'm a little bit picky. I have a lot of, like, things I want. I need them to just be financially together and emotionally together. I feel like a lot of LGBT people are just, like, emotionally have some mental health problems, which is understandable, but I need someone who's, like, stable in every way. And also the sexual, like, the asexuality thing is really a big deal for people. No matter how much they love you, they just want to have sex with you. I've gone on dates with people and they're like, oh, you're so cute and I really like you. And then they start texting me saying, basically, they just kind of lead on to the fact that they want to have sex with me. And I'll kind of lay out, I'm super open and honest with it too. When they ask me, I say, here's what I want to do, here's what I don't want to do. And the second I say I don't want to kiss, that's kind of when they run. But when I mention I also don't want to ever eat pussy or
Oh
suck a
my God,
dick.
yeah. I'm never going to find anyone that wants to, unless it's another
I know.
asexual person. But I just wonder, have you had an emotional attachment to anyone in the past 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
There was actually recently someone, a cis woman, actually, I went on, I think, 3 dates with her. And this is when I'm
Okay.
like, this is the thing too. There's the asexual part, but there's also the trans part. So
Yeah.
basically, she, you know, a cis woman, super into me. I'm super into her. And I love cuddling. That's my main thing. I love a cuddle. And so we ended up cuddling. And when she seems a little weird after the fact. Like, she goes home, she's like texting me kind of dry, and I'm like, hey, can you just tell me what's up? What's wrong? She ended up saying to me, I felt like when we were cuddling, I was cuddling with a woman. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, like, I understand I'm born female and, like, I'm like a small dude and stuff, but that is, like, super, it's just messed up. I don't want to be with someone who, like, sees me as a woman. So she literally said, I just can't do it. I want to be, like, with a man. And so I've come to realize I need to be with someone who's, like, bisexual. I don't think I could be with, like a quote unquote straight, obviously, because I have a pussy, but I wanted to be with a straight woman. But yeah, so that
But no,
happened.
but
I
no,
was.
no, but I my question was more so like you had emotional feelings for her, like you were really liked her. But you
Yeah.
only went out with her for 3 days. I'm just where I'm getting with that is like maybe you haven't felt horny for anyone because you haven't
Oh,
been
yeah.
emotionally attached. Like 3 dates, I get if you like somebody, but maybe that's not enough to grow horny feelings for somebody. Some people are just wired. I forget what it's called, but they're wired
Demisexual?
demisexual. Yeah, where they have to have
Yeah.
feelings attached to get horny for somebody. A lot of people are that way. So maybe there just hasn't
Yeah.
been somebody that you were able to get attached enough with because 3 dates is not, I don't
That's not that
think.
much.
No. When was the last time you had real feelings? Maybe if you met someone eventually that you have real feelings for and everything aligns, you might not be so asexual. I don't know. But, I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, and I don't want to be asexual. I'm hoping and praying that one day, like you said, I meet someone I want to have sex with, because it's so goddamn hard being
It's
asexual. Like,
limiting, especially
it is,
because you want to
yeah.
cuddle and you want love in your life and
Exactly.
you want a relationship. Unless you meet another asexual, it's going to be very hard to find somebody that does it. And if you want somebody that is mentally stable,
Yeah.
most likely those people are going to have like a stable libido too to go with it. You know what I mean? You
Oh,
might find a lot of
true.
issues attached to somebody that doesn't, a cis woman that never wants to have sex. What's wrong there? You know what I mean? Probably
Yeah,
some baggage
literally.
too. And there's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with that. It's like you could work through stuff together. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but if this is like your standards, you got to figure yourself out first
Yeah.
because most people are not going to sign up for something if that sexual intimacy isn't there because that's a big part of a relationship.
It's
It's not just
important.
about sex. Yeah, cuddling is a part of it, but also making love. That is a way that you feel really close with somebody. And if you're dating young girls that are in their 20s and they're going to be
Yeah.
horny when they start to like you.
Yeah, they're trying to fuck. And I've been trying to, because I'm, like, constantly thinking about love. Like I said, I'm always going on a date. And so I am, like, right now, I'm like, okay, maybe I should just look for a cuddle buddy or something just to, like,
They have cuddle parties. Yeah, they have cuddle parties. Yeah.
The only thing wrong with it, though, is just about every time I get somebody in the bed with me to cuddle, they always are trying to actually secretly fuck me. And I'm just
Of course, because cuddling, when you, if you're super horny and you got like normal feelings, like you, when you start to cuddle with somebody and the body's attached, and if you're kind of digging them, of course you're going to get horny and start to get a little wet. And you're with cis women, then they're like rubbing up and they got this trans guy, and that's obviously what they're into, and they're like, oh my god, I gotta get him to go down on me. And then you're like not into it. Do you dry hump? You do dry hump, right? Like you'll dry hump?
I do dry hump, but I would only do that if I like really know them a little bit.
What more about scissoring? Isn't that dry humping like without the pants on? Would you do that?
I guess like dry humping. So yeah, I'm down for like cuddling naked, or yeah, dry humping, or I guess scissoring. I'm down for it, but that's if I'm like not in a relationship, but pretty much in a relationship. I just feel like I'm just so shy. I'm realizing I'm just very much like a submissive person all around. And that's why I think I should be with like a hypersexual person now. Maybe like a demisexual, hypersexual person.
That'll push you and force you to fool around and stuff. But will you run? That's the problem. Like you're like, here you are complaining about every date you go on that they want to fuck you. Are you going to run away from that girl?
Well, I need them to just be a little patient. I think that's what it is. Right, if they're down to wait a little bit longer, and then when they finally get it, when we get comfortable, maybe that's when they can make me like do some crazy stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I fuck with that. And yeah, I would love, that's honestly what I'm really betting on, because I just don't want to die asexual. And like, I feel like I'll be single forever. No matter how attractive you are, it's gonna be hard.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because like when you're with somebody, we know that you don't want to do anything, but like when you're home, are you still like jerking off to guys jerking off? Are you still getting horny at certain times in the month? Are you like getting wet for just thoughts of sex? Like, how do you feel like your libido is? Because maybe it's a hormone issue. I don't know.
Oh, I know. It could be a hormone issue, but I would say right now, like my vibes on my libido is pretty much like I seriously only masturbate before sleep. Like before I go to bed to fall asleep. Like I'm never like midday, then I'm really horny, or I watch something on TV. I'm like, but I do still watch porn. Yeah, I watch guys jerking off and hentai porn.
And when you watch that, you get horny?
I do get horny. So okay. I already know exactly what I need to watch in order to get horny. But it's just a different ball game with someone else. I think it might be a shy thing. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah, yeah. And I think that you're just not... Listen, when sometimes we're doing something and acting a certain way and it's like a subconscious kind of a thing, you're not really attaching to anyone. You're going on a lot of dates. Like you keep saying you're looking for love and stuff, but you know, you said I'm picky, and then you're like, I don't want to do any of these things and I don't want to fool around. So I just don't know that you're very available just right yet. Like you haven't figured out what you really want. So you're going on a lot of dates, first dates, but nothing's ever going farther than three dates. So it's maybe you're just not really ready. I wouldn't label yourself as asexual. You might not be into it right now, but I do believe that if you did meet that right person, that you, like you said, there's somebody for everybody, right? That right girl that's maybe super horny, that's going to be more aggressive with you, because that's not your style. Like you're more passive. You need someone more aggressive, right? You need a cis girl that's more aggressive and is going to push you and get you back clicked into having sex and forcing you to do it. And then you'll probably get back into it, because you've been not into it for a while. 3 years is a long time. Yeah. To not have done anything.
Yeah. And I've been going to like sex clubs here, and because they're like here in Portland, they're like the sex like club party, whatever it's called, downtown. And I've gone there, and I really want to get myself into sex. So I watch people have sex there, and I'm like, okay.
How does that feel for you?
I think I feel a little bit slightly uncomfortable, because I'm like, okay, this is weird just watching like a bunch of people have sex. But it's interesting and cool and fun, and people, they get at me out there, and I'm like, okay, but maybe I'm at a point like my cucking era or something. Like I just need to watch people, because I don't know, you know, I think it's just like live porn in a way, and I do get a little bit horny, but I'm just like, I don't know if I'm down to join in or anything. But I do love how they have those sex clubs, those sex parties, and also your podcast really. I think it just really opens me up and teaches me like what people are up to.
Yeah. I don't know that an asexual person would be interested in going to a sex party. I think you're like super curious. I don't know that I would label you asexual. I think you're very curious and open-minded. I think, you know, you got a lot on your plate. You just transitioned. How many times a year are you doing blood work and testing those hormones of you? Because as an older woman, I'm on hormones, right? So I get my hormones checked every 3 months to keep everything like leveled out to be the right way it should be. But that's what you should do. How, because you're on hormones, how many times a year do you check those levels for yourself?
I don't have health insurance. So
that's tough.
Almost never. Yeah. I need to go. I hear that all the time.
It's very important. And it could be.
It is really important.
There could be hormonal too on top of it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you need a little bit more testosterone. Who knows? Because you are changing things inside of yourself with those hormones. So you do want to get that checked. I wouldn't say you're asexual. And like I said, I wouldn't put that in your head, because when you label that and you put yourself, you kind of put yourself in that box. You might be demisexual.
Demisexual. Yeah, that's why I always say like asexual spectrum. But yeah, definitely probably demisexual. Cause I'm just so damn shy when it comes to it. But you know.
Yeah, the whole thing of like, I want a cis girl, but I never want to eat pussy. I'm like, how are you going to get a cis girl? You know, I wouldn't date somebody if they wouldn't go down on me. Like, no.
Would you really? Oh my God.
No, I would never. Okay. No, sorry.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's probably common too.
Yeah, no girl. That's like the best thing. Like, no girl's going to give that shit. What are you going to do with the girl if you're not going to go down on her?
I know.
You know?
I'm thinking maybe I can find somebody who also just wants to hump each other. Like, that's it.
Well, listen, there's women out there that have had things happen to them, so they're not very into penetrative sex, for sure.
Yeah.
There are women out there, but I would think that those women want you to go down on them. Are you going to find a woman that's okay to just dry hump? I don't know. And you know that you definitely don't want to date a guy, right? Is that true?
Yeah, definitely.
You're not into dick, right? At all.
Yeah, no, I don't think I ever dabble. Honestly, if anything, I would just probably hump one, but I don't think I would ever get in a relationship. Like I said, I don't think I'm ever going to suck dick. What do you think about sucking dick, though? Do you think I should ever try it, or should I just never do it?
Well, the fact that you're asking me means there's a part of you that thinks maybe you should try. Why not try? I don't know.
I guess I just don't
live once.
I don't. that's true. I guess I'm like, I don't get why people do it. That's all. It's
listen,
weird,
why did you suck on your girlfriend's toes that you thought were gross? You did it because she was like, you wanted to turn her on. That's why girls suck dick. Like, it's a turn on to turn somebody else on. That's what it's about. It's about that power you have over somebody when you're fooling around with them. Like, I just think you haven't been with somebody in a relationship for a long time. When you were with that girl, you were committed to her. You were like very open and down to do a lot of things that you don't give yourself credit for. You were like, got into a lot of crazy sexual things. I thought we were really just going to talk about being a trans man. The more we just talked about your sexual experience and your escapades. So you did a lot of stuff with her, and you really tried a lot of stuff because you wanted to please her and it turned her on. That's what people do in relationships. So maybe if you found the right person, you'd be that person again who was open enough to try things and do things with your partner. I just think that you haven't attached to anyone in a long time. I think like after something ends, sometimes it's hard to get back on the horse. Some people need some time. Maybe you're just not ready for a real relationship yet, but when you are, you know, you'll get back into it. I wouldn't count yourself out. Maybe you'll wind up sucking a dick. You don't have, listen, Oprah once said, I don't know if you know who Oprah is, but she was like, she once said, not knowing what your answer is the answer. Like, you don't know right now if you'll ever suck a dick, but maybe you will one day. If you don't know, then that's not a no. Maybe one day you'll wind up sucking a dick. You don't need to make that decision is what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't need to make that decision. I think you are where you're at right now, but don't be bound by where you're at now and assume that just because of where you're at now, that's where you're going to be 2 years from now. You're going to change a million times in your 20s anyway before you're like older. And I think 2 years from now, maybe you'll be really ready for a relationship and you'll get horny for the person because you wind up with them. And who knows who that's going to be. Be open to see what's down the line. But if you're wherever you're at right now, just embrace it. Be okay with being asexual right now, but know that that could change. I think it'll change.
Yeah, I could be hypersexual next year.
Yes, you're like going to sex parties. I think you're dabbling. I think you're super curious and open-minded. I think you like to please a partner. It's very obvious. I think you haven't met the right person and the right woman. I would get your hormones checked, even if it's once a year. They have health places now. It is kind of expensive, though. You're only in your 20s. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, it's only $250 to get it, but then you have to pay $500 for this. And you know, it is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. It sucks. It really sucks. But even if you could try to do it once a year, get your hormones checked, like, who gives you the hormones and doesn't make you check them? Who prescribes them for you?
Yeah, I get it. I actually found a random, like, I'm like a YouTuber or whatever. I found a random dude who watched my YouTube channels, and he's a cis man who has low testosterone.
Uh-huh.
And I actually buy it off him.
Oh my God.
I used to get it from the doctors, but this is, off market. I get it like for literally 10% of the price.
And so how did you know what to take? Did you just like Google and find out?
Oh no, I was going to the doctor before.
You
it just
were.
Cost like $2,000 a year. Now it costs $100 a year. So
Yeah. So you were with like a telemedicine place or a place that was like, oh, you can pay the.
But I'm gonna do it like you said. I'm gonna go and get my blood work done.
Yeah, just do a check in for your hormones and keep dating. But maybe you're quote unquote picky right now because you're not really available. Sometimes we think that we really want something, but maybe we're not ready. Maybe you're still dealing with stuff that happened to you when you were younger, or stuff that happened to you in your last relationship. I don't know. Maybe you're not really ready to completely open yourself up to somebody right now. Who knows? Sometimes we think that we are, but you know, if you're going on a million dates and they never go past one date or three dates, maybe you're not really that ready. It's just like, come on, be honest with yourself.
True.
Yeah.
The wise words.
And that's okay. You know what I mean? Like I said, that's okay. When you're really ready, you'll see that person in that next relationship will be there. And I think at that point, I think you're going to wind up being sexual with that person in whatever way you can be.
Yes.
I think you will, because you sound like a sexual person. Like I said, I thought I was going to be talking more about transitioning and what it feels like to be born female, and you didn't want to talk about any of that. This was all about sex. So for the asexual, all you want to do is talk about sex. I don't think you are asexual. I think you're shy, maybe, and maybe you're demisexual, and maybe your hormones are slightly messed up, and you maybe need a little bit more testosterone, and you grow your clit even bigger, and then you're really going to have some orgasms. I don't know.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
I think you're going to be fine. But listen, what do we call you? Elijah. Elijah. That's your real name. You want to be out and proud, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. Thanks so much for calling in and telling your story. Listen, I like all kinds of stories. I didn't know, like I said, that this was going to have so many sex stories in it. So my audience is going to love it. I wouldn't have mind just talking about transitioning. I thought that was what it's going to be about, but it's more about all your little sexual escapades. Those were hilarious and interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks so much for calling in. And if you want to send me pics for my Patreon, that would be awesome. Like you did say.
Okay.
You like if you want to, I think that would be interesting if you have pics like of with your long dreads and then you cut your hair. Like, could you do that or would you be open to that?
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah,
that would be like
course.
Super cool. So I'll put those on my Patreon and then you could get free access to my Discord and I'll send you that link when it goes up. And Michael, your episode might be this like Friday or next Friday. So get me your stuff sooner than later. OK, because this is an interesting episode. It's going to air soon. OK.
Yes, thank you so much.
No, thank you. I'm so glad that you called in. It was super interesting. I'm going to be curious of where you're going to be 2 years from now. Okay, keep me posted.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye, Elijah.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.